Nathalie Christensen is museum manager at the Arvid E. Miller Library and Museum in Boulder. She says this first session is for elders in their 70s or older. She says their reflections on the Great Depression, World War II, and the Indian Relocation Act, where the government transplanted thousands of Indians into major U.S. cities, are things that other tribal members can enjoy. Christensen says preserving these interviews on DVD will also create a lasting record that'll be much more personal than an archive document.
Sometimes we have visitors that come in and they'll ask if we have file on their grandmothers, maybe they never met. And they'll be so touched to see a letter that she's written or her obituary. I think it'd be much better to have something that you can see and hear them talk, and we respect our elders and want to know their stories.
Christensen says the Stockbridge-Munsee Tribal Council is sponsoring this first phase. She's writing a federal grant proposal to support further tapings, likely with elders in their 50s and 60s. She says largely being an oral tradition, storytelling and personal narratives are greatly lacking in many Native communities. Indians also have shorter life expectancies than other groups, so capturing tribal elders on DVD is important while they're still around. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.